I had the pleasure of seeing students from Sunburst School of Music when I was at Carnegie Library's summer reading extravaganza earlier this month. Ricky and I were both there, and it was nice to meet so many of you. And a lot of folks that we saw on stage that day were students that have played here or visited here before. And today, three out of four members of the group have been here before as well. We'll meet all of them in between the two songs they are going to play. They are all students at Sunburst School of Music. Patty, Fia, Issa, and Gemma all playing together. You'll hear their first song. The band is called Contemplate Unicorns.
About Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One time he loved, one time he patience, and one time he pain. Now I'm so amazing. Say I've loved and I've never lost, but that's not what I see. So look what
Contemplate Unicorns here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we're going to meet the band and talk with every player. We're going to talk first with the person who's playing piano. Her name is Patty. Say, Bo, you're 11, right?
I'm 12.
When did you become 12?
In January.
So, happy very belated birthday.
Thank you.
Where do you go to school?
I am going to St. Edmunds.
And tell me about the song you just played.
Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. We all almost decided this song. We thought it was necessary because when we started band, the song just came out, and we really, almost all of us really liked it. So we decided that we were going to do it.
So how do you figure out how to play a song that was popularized by somebody else?
So what we did at the beginning of the whole camp, rock camp, our teacher, Nina, would have one of us choose a song, three songs to have to play for the next week, and we'd practice it. And we would decide which of the songs that we would play.
So each of you would pick three songs and bring them to practice, mm-hmm. and then you would choose from among the songs everybody brought?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Any shout-outs?
I'll give a shout-out to my family. And a shout out to Fia.
Okay, and Fia's right across the way playing bass. Nice to talk to you.
Yes.
And let's meet who is right next to you. And this, I believe, oh, now I should know. It's Issa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Issa. Now, what are you playing?
I'm playing drums.
And what got you into drums?
I don't really know. I just liked how it didn't really hurt my hands.
There's a lot you want to be comfortable with what you're playing. Have you ever tried to play guitar?
I've tried playing ukulele.
Did that hurt your fingers?
Yeah, that hurt my fingers.
Yeah, you sometimes have to get calluses on your fingertips or just practice a lot to get ready. Do you get blisters playing the drums at all?
Or? No, not really.
I used to when I did. Would you like to say hello to anybody? Any shout-outs?
Fia.
Fia, everyone's shouting out to Fia. This is her first ever time on the radio, even though she hasn't talked on the radio yet. She will shortly. Where do you go to school and how old are you?
I'm 11, and I go to school at Kentucky Avenue School.
And a question, what's it like to be in a band with these three other people?
I really like it. I don't know how to describe being in a band, really, though.
That's one reason I asked you. It's got to be fun. Do you have to work things out together as you're playing?
Yeah.
Is that easy?
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
That's what I would think, too. Well, let's meet Gemma. Thank you for being with us. And here comes Gemma, who I know is at Kentucky Avenue School. You were here with us pretty recently. And Gemma, you have a beautiful singing voice. She sang lead on that last song. Tell me a bit about yourself, and I gather you really like singing.
Yeah, I've been singing since I was two, and I really like it. It's always been very close to me, and I don't really like that. And my mom always would play old-time music, like the Eagles in the car and stuff like that, to educate us on different types of music and stuff like that.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was really fun
to do that. What's the oldest song you think you know?
I know. I think Pity Party. I forget the artist, but it was made in the 50s.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't really remember which is my oldest song.
It's great to be exposed to lots of different types of music. Would you like to say hello to anybody? Any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to my family and Thea and my grandparents who are very nice and supported my band a lot.
So, excellent. Yeah. And tell me about the name Contemplate Unicorns. Who picked that name?
Fia thought of that.
Well, let's pass the mic over to Fia, I gather. And Fia, let's say hello to you. You are the bass player. Welcome to the radio. It's nice to have you here. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And any shout-outs or hellos? You could say hello to yourself. Everybody else has.
I'd like to say hello to Fia. She's a really great person. And my family.
That's good. That covers it.
Oh, and my other bandmates.
How did you?
They all gave a shout-out to me, so.
Excellent. How did you come up with the name Contemplate Unicorns?
Actually, my mom did, so I don't know.
What's good? You know, it sounds like the kind of name you pick. You pick something from column A and something from column B, like pick a verb and pick a noun and see if you like it. And that's good. I mean, you could be understand tacos if they had chosen different verbs and
that
nouns.
That would have been a good name.
I like Contemplate Unicorns. It's a lot to think. When did you start playing bass?
Around a year ago.
And how do you like it?
It's fun. Maybe 2 years. I don't know.
What caused you to choose it? I'm guessing you tried some different instruments.
No.
No, you just really knew you wanted to play bass?
I just thought, that sounds fun. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. We're going to pass the microphone back before. No, don't go. I'm going to ask you a question. I've been having fun with this question lately. If you had a wish, any wish in the world, what would your wish be? It's hard to give you just one.
Gemma here is requesting I say to meet Peppa Pig, so that would be nice.
So what's your what's that wish?
To meet Peppa Pig.
To meet Peppa
suggested
Pig.
Suggested by Gemma. Now that I've heard that, it is a very good wish.
It is a good wish. Let's see if Gemma has a wish, and we'll pass the mic back. I know it's hard with one, so just a sample wish. It doesn't have to be the one and only wish you ever have.
My wish would be to clean every ocean, lake, water type anything and get all the plastic and trash out of it.
What a great wish. That's going to be a hard one to follow, but I know that you're going to be up to the challenge of following that wish. So here comes Isa with her wish.
My wish would be to meet and befriend a genie.
There you go. That way you get more wishes. That's a good idea. To meet and befriend the genie. There might be one out there. You never know. That was Isa. Address all letters to Isa. And here comes Patty.
Okay, so I really like Gemma or Fia's idea of meeting Peppa Pig, but I would also like to meet Dora.
Dora
the Explorer.
That's what I thought you meant. And who's Peppa Pig for people who don't know?
Peppa Pig is this childhood character. And so she is, it's like a show that's filmed in England. And it's like they all have an English accent and they're all animals. she's a pig.
Excellent. You would have to learn how to speak pig.
Yeah.
But Pig Latin, that might do it.
Yeah, they all know Pig Latin.
That's perfect. Or you could speak Pork Jiggies.
Oh, yeah.
Is part of that, too. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you all for being here. We're going to have you do your second song. And I guess I'll grab that mic, or Malik will. That's an important thing to do. So you have both of your hands ready to play keys. And I think we're all going to recognize this next song that you're going to do because it was a monster hit. I want to thank all of you for being here. Contemplate Unicorns is ready. Are you going to sing this one too, Gemma? What's the name of it?
The song name is
Hang on, we'll get your mic on. Go ahead.
The song name is I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Okay, so here we go once again with thanks to Sunburst School of Music. And we're getting ready. We're getting the charts out for our bassist. Fia's got it. She's ready. It's always important to be ready. Okay, once again, a big radio welcome to Contemplate Unicorns here in the Youth Express segment of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've done it right up till now. It's the light of day that shows me how. And when the night falls, loneliness calls. Oh, I dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah.
Contemplate Unicorns, beautifully done. Fia, you're wanting to say something. Far be it from me to. You need to grab that microphone if you want to say something. What were you thinking? You didn't want to say anything. Oh, your bass sounded fine. It was working. I mean, I could hear it just fine. Thank you all for playing. And are you going to be playing out anywhere on the road so people can hear you? Do you have a concert coming up? Patty knows that you do. Where can we see you, Patty?
So when we are doing, so this year we liked our camp so much that we're doing a summer camp. And I think we're going to perform at the end of the week.
How so. Nice. And this is at Sunburst School of Music?
Yes.
Which is located
in where? Squirrel Hill.
Great. Well, thank you very much. You all sounded great today, and I hope we'll have a chance to have you come back.
Thank you.